4. Take note of the Book of Mormon. As you listen to General Conference, did you notice any references to the Book of Mormon? What did the speakers say? Did their teachings affect the way you think about it? Is there anything you can do to strengthen your testimony of the Book of Mormon? You can start by making a Book of Mormon study plan. There are a few references to the Book of Mormon from Conference and What Youth Are Doing on page 16. Testimonies and teachings about the Book of Mormon. I invite each of us to seek God and His beloved Son. Nowhere, President Nelson directed, are those truths taught more clearly and powerfully than in the Book of Mormon. October 2017 General Conference. Open its pages and learn that God does all things for our welfare and happiness. Helaman chapter 12, verse 2. That He is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, long-suffering, and full of goodness. Lectures on Faith, 1985, volume 42. And that all are alike unto Him. 2 Nephi, chapter 26, verse 33. When you feel hurt, lost, scared, upset, sad, hungry, or hopelessly abandoned in life's extremities, open the Book of Mormon, and you will come to know that God will never desert us. He never has, and He never will. He cannot do it. It is not His character to do so. Elder Brian K. Taylor of the 70. The definition of the church might be derived from a passage in the Book of Mormon that states, "And they," meaning the Lord's disciples, "who were baptized in the name of Jesus, were called the Church of Christ." 3 Nephi, chapter 26, verse 21. Bishop Gerald Cossey. The prophet Amulek declared, "This is the time to prepare to meet God." Alma, chapter 34, verse 32. How do we prepare? By worthily receiving ordinances. Elder Taniela B. Wakolo of the 70.
My testimony of the Book of Mormon. I know the Book of Mormon is true, and that it testifies and proves that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ live. I know that Christ directed the prophets in the Book of Mormon and what to write to best help us in the latter days. I also know that the Holy Ghost testifies of truth, including the Book of Mormon. I know that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ live. Richard V., 15, Missouri, USA. My hobbies: sports. Though soccer is my favorite, I also love track, cross-country, and traveling with my family.
My Book of Mormon study plan. My plan is to read the Book of Mormon every night at 8 p.m. Like President Nelson recommended, I'm first going to pray. I will give thanks, express my feelings and gratitude, and pray for answers to my questions in the Book of Mormon. Then I will read, listen, and write down spiritual impressions I have. I've already tried my plan, and it works. I know that as we act on the prophet's teachings, we will come closer to God and be happier. Olivia T., 14, Hawaii, USA. My hobbies. I love to play the piano and alto saxophone, read, write, draw, play soccer, listen to classical music, and do family history.